EEG hardware, and monitoring fundamentals. The foundation of electroencephalography lies in understanding both its sophisticated hardware components and the delicate art of monitoring brain activity. Modern EEG systems represent decades of technological evolution, combining precise electrical measurement with advanced digital processing capabilities. At its core, EEG monitoring involves detecting minute electrical potentials generated by pyramidal neurons in the cerebral cortex. These delicate signals, typically ranging from 0.5 to 100 microvolts in amplitude, must travel through multiple layers of tissue, including the cortex, meninges, skull, and scalp, before reaching our recording electrodes. This process, known as volume conduction, presents the first challenge in accurate EEG monitoring. The journey of these signals through various tissue layers underscores the importance of precise hardware design and careful monitoring protocols. Modern clinical practice relies heavily on the quantitative EEG, QEG, approach, which transforms traditional EEG data into detailed statistical measurements and brain maps. A standard clinical setup typically includes a full-cap 21-channel EEG recording system, comprising 19 scalp sensors and 2 reference sensors. This configuration has become the gold standard in clinical assessment, particularly when dealing with complex neurological conditions such as autism spectrum disorders, attention deficit disorders, or traumatic brain injury. The evolution of electrode technology has produced several sophisticated options for clinicians. Gold cup electrodes have become favored in many clinical settings due to their ability to maintain stable connections during extended recording sessions. Silver chloride electrodes offer exceptional signal quality through their inherent resistance to polarization effects. The advent of CAP systems with pre-positioned electrodes has revolutionized clinical practice by streamlining the setup process while maintaining precise electrode placement. The underlying physics of signal detection plays a crucial role in EEG monitoring. When pyramidal neurons in the cortex receive synaptic input, they generate both excitatory and inhibitory postsynaptic potentials. These ionic currents traverse approximately 10 to 12 centimeters through various tissues before reaching the recording electrodes. This complex journey through biological tissues emphasizes why proper electrode placement and impedance management become fundamental to accurate recordings. Signal amplification represents another cornerstone of EEG hardware systems. Modern amplifiers must boost these minute signals while maintaining their integrity and filtering out unwanted noise. The process begins with differential amplification, where signals between active and reference electrodes are compared to eliminate common mode noise. The effectiveness of this noise rejection is measured by the common mode rejection ratio, with contemporary systems achieving impressive ratios of 120 dB or better. The signal processing journey continues through various stages of amplification and filtering. Modern systems employ a sophisticated combination of analog and digital filtering techniques, allowing for precise control over frequency analysis. This hybrid approach provides an optimal balance between real-time processing capabilities and signal quality, enabling clinicians to capture both rapid neural events and slower brain rhythms with exceptional clarity. The integration of digital technology has transformed EEG monitoring from simple waveform observation to sophisticated quantitative analysis. Modern systems incorporate analog-to-digital converters, ADCs, that sample the amplified signal thousands of times per second, creating a precise digital representation of brain activity. This digitization process must carefully balance sampling rate with resolution. Too low a sampling rate risks missing important neural events, while excessive sampling can create unnecessary data overhead without adding meaningful information. Consider a clinical example. When monitoring a patient with suspected absence seizures, the system might sample at 512 Hz to capture the characteristic 3 Hz spike in wave discharges with sufficient temporal resolution. The digitized signal then passes through a series of digital filters that can be precisely tuned to extract specific frequency bands of interest while maintaining the temporal relationships between different brain regions. The physical interface between the brain and our recording equipment deserves special attention. The electrode-tissue interface creates a complex electrochemical environment where ions in the body's tissues interact with the metallic surface of the electrode. This interaction creates a small but significant electrical potential that must be accounted for in our recordings. Modern electrodes use specialized materials and designs to minimize these interface effects while maintaining stable electrical connections over extended recording periods. In clinical practice, the preparation and maintenance of this electrode-tissue interface becomes crucial. When working with a patient undergoing long-term monitoring for epilepsy, for instance, the stability of electrode connections must be maintained for days or even weeks. This requires careful attention to factors like electrode paste composition, skin preparation, and environmental conditions. Changes in temperature, humidity, or patient movement can all affect the quality of our recordings. Advanced monitoring systems now incorporate real-time impedance checking and electrode quality monitoring. These features allow clinicians to identify and correct connection problems before they compromise data quality. For example, during a neurofeedback session for attention training, the system might alert the practitioner to deteriorating electrode connections before they affect the feedback accuracy. The development of high-density electrode arrays has opened new possibilities for spatial resolution in EEG monitoring. These systems, which might use 64, 128, or even 256 channels, provide unprecedented detail in mapping brain activity patterns. However, they also introduce new challenges in data management and artifact control. The sheer volume of data generated by these systems requires sophisticated processing algorithms and careful attention to signal quality at each electrode site. Integration with other monitoring modalities has become increasingly important. Many modern EEG systems can simultaneously record other physiological signals such as heart rate, skin conductance, or muscle activity. This multimodal approach provides a more complete picture of the patient's physiological state. For instance, when monitoring a patient with sleep disorders, the combination of EEG with respiratory and muscle activity measurements helps distinguish between different types of sleep disturbances. The International 1020 System and Modified Combinatorial Nomenclature. The standardization of electrode placement stands as one of the most significant developments in electroencephalography, allowing for consistent recording and comparison of brain activity across different laboratories and clinical settings. The International 1020 System, developed to create this standardization, derives its name from the proportional distances between electrode sites, using either 10% or 20% of the total distance between specific anatomical landmarks. The system begins with identifying four essential anatomical landmarks that serve as reference points for all subsequent measurements. The nasion, located at the intersection of the frontal and nasal bones, marks the front reference point. The anion, a prominent projection at the base of the occipital bone, provides the posterior reference. The left and right preauricular points, found as slight depressions anterior to the ear canal, establish the lateral boundaries. These landmarks create the fundamental framework for electrode placement. From these reference points, the system establishes the central vertex, CZ, as a crucial positioning landmark. Technicians locate CZ at the intersection of two imaginary lines, one running from nasion to anion, and another connecting the two preauricular points. This intersection point becomes the anchor for many subsequent measurements and serves as a common reference point in EEG recording. The naming convention in the 1020 system reflects the underlying brain regions. The letters FP represent frontopolar positions, while F, C, P, and O designate frontal, central, parietal, and occipital placements respectively. The system assigns odd numbers to electrodes on the left hemisphere and even numbers to those on the right, with numbers increasing as electrodes move farther from the midline. The letter Z denotes electrodes placed along the central midline. As EEG technology advanced and the need for higher spatial resolution grew, the modified combinatorial nomenclature system emerged as an expansion of the original 1020 system. This modification, also known as the 10-10 system, introduces additional electrode positions by identifying points that lie between the original 1020 locations. This expansion increases the number of possible recording sites from the original 21 to 75 positions. The modified system introduces new nomenclature to accommodate these additional positions. For instance, AF indicates anterior frontal positions, while PO designates posterior occipital sites. The system maintains the odd left, even right numbering convention, but expands the possible values to include more positions. This increased spatial resolution proves particularly valuable in source localization studies and detailed mapping of brain activity. In clinical practice, the modified system offers greater flexibility in electrode placement while maintaining compatibility with the original 10-20 framework. This becomes especially important in pre-surgical mapping, where precise localization of brain activity can directly influence surgical planning. The system also facilitates more detailed analysis of regional brain activity patterns, supporting advanced research applications. Understanding the relationship between electrode positions and underlying brain structures remains crucial for interpretation. While the systems provide standardized external placement points, practitioners must remember that the relationship between scalp position and underlying cortical areas can vary between individuals. This understanding becomes particularly important when using EEG data to make clinical decisions or plan interventions. Modern EEG systems often incorporate these standardized positions into their hardware design. Electrode caps pre-configured with the 10-20 or modified combinatorial system positions have become commonplace, streamlining the setup process while maintaining placement accuracy. However, technicians must still verify correct positioning relative to anatomical landmarks, as individual head shapes and sizes can affect the relationship between standard positions and underlying brain structures. Electrode placement and skin preparation best practices. The foundation of quality EEG recording begins with meticulous attention to skin preparation and electrode placement. This critical process requires careful attention to detail and understanding of both technical requirements and patient comfort. The COVID-19 pandemic has introduced additional considerations, making it essential for practitioners to maintain appropriate protective measures while ensuring optimal signal quality. Patient preparation begins before they arrive for recording. Clear instructions about hair care become crucial. Patients should wash their hair before the session, but avoid conditioners or styling products that might interfere with electrode contact. Clean, product-free hair provides the best foundation for good electrode contact. For pediatric patients or those with particularly thick hair, a recent haircut can significantly facilitate the process. The recording environment requires careful setup before beginning skin preparation. All necessary materials should be readily accessible, including alcohol for cleaning, appropriate conductive gels or pastes, and measurement tools for electrode placement. Modern practice emphasizes single-use materials and proper infection control protocols. Practitioners should wear appropriate personal protective equipment, including masks, face shields, and gloves, particularly in light of current health considerations. The actual skin preparation process begins with careful cleaning of each electrode site. A gentle alcohol cleansing removes natural oils and dead skin cells that might interfere with electrode contact. The alcohol must completely evaporate before proceeding to ensure proper electrode adhesion and avoid diluting the conductive gel or paste that will be applied later. Historical practices often included mild abrasion of the scalp to reduce impedance, but modern high-impedance amplifiers have largely eliminated this requirement. This evolution in practice not only improves patient comfort, but also reduces infection risk by avoiding breaks in the skin barrier. Contemporary best practices focus instead on thorough cleaning and proper electrode application techniques. The application of conductive gel or paste requires particular attention to detail. For cup electrodes, the proper amount proves crucial. Too little results in poor contact and high impedance, while too much risks creating bridges between electrodes that can contaminate the recording. Experienced technicians develop a feel for the right amount, typically filling the electrode cup while avoiding overflow. Electrode placement follows the careful mapping of positions according to the International 10-20 system or modified combinatorial nomenclature. Each position must be precisely measured and marked before electrode application begins. When working with individual electrodes rather than caps, technicians should start with the reference points and work systematically to ensure accurate placement and proper cable management. Cable management plays a crucial but often underappreciated role in successful recording. Proper strain relief prevents electrodes from being pulled away from the scalp during recording. Cables should be gathered and secured in a way that allows for patient comfort and movement while maintaining stable electrode contact. This becomes particularly important during longer recording sessions or when working with pediatric patients. Impedance testing provides the final verification of proper electrode placement. Modern systems offer continuous impedance monitoring, allowing technicians to identify and address problems as they arise. While specific impedance requirements vary by system and application, the focus should be on achieving balanced impedance across all electrodes rather than meeting arbitrary threshold values. Throughout the entire process, patient comfort remains paramount. Good communication about each step helps reduce anxiety and promote cooperation. For longer recording sessions, careful attention to comfortable positioning and periodic checks for patient well-being help ensure both compliance and data quality. The investment in proper preparation and patient comfort pays dividends in the form of cleaner recordings and more reliable data. Signal processing and EEG filtering. The transformation of raw EEG signals into meaningful clinical information relies heavily on sophisticated signal processing and filtering techniques. The initial electrical signals captured from the scalp represent a complex mixture of brain activity, physiological artifacts, and environmental noise. Separating these components requires a deep understanding of both the signal characteristics and the tools available for their analysis. Consider how a symphony orchestra's performance can be captured by a single microphone, while all instruments contribute to the overall sound. Careful filtering can help us focus on specific sections or frequencies. Similarly, EEG filtering allows us to isolate and study particular brainwave patterns while minimizing interference from unwanted sources. This process begins with the fundamental distinction between analog and digital filtering methods. Modern EEG systems employ a cascade of filters, each serving a specific purpose in the signal processing chain. High-pass filters, sometimes called low-frequency filters, remove slow drift in the signal that might result from gradual changes in electrode properties or skin potential. These filters typically have cutoff frequencies between 0.1 and 1 Hz, carefully chosen to preserve legitimate slow brain wave activity while eliminating unwanted baseline shifts. Low-pass filters, conversely, attenuate high-frequency components of the signal. In clinical practice, these filters often have cutoff frequencies between 35 and 70 Hz, depending on the specific application. For instance, when studying gamma wave activity in meditation research, higher cutoff frequencies might be used to preserve these faster rhythms. However, this comes with the challenge of also preserving more high-frequency artifacts from muscle activity or electrical interference. The combination of high-pass and low-pass filters creates a bandpass filter that defines the frequency range of interest. Clinical applications might focus on specific frequency bands, delta 0.5 to 4 Hz, for sleep studies, theta 4 to 8 Hz, for attention and memory research, alpha 8 to 13 Hz, for relaxation and cognitive performance, and various beta ranges, 13 to 30 Hz, for attention and cognitive processing. Digital filtering techniques have revolutionized EEG analysis by offering unprecedented flexibility and precision. The Fast Fourier Transform, FFT, represents a cornerstone of modern spectral analysis, decomposing the complex EEG signal into its constituent frequencies. This mathematical technique transforms time domain signals into the frequency domain, allowing us to visualize and quantify the contribution of different frequency components to the overall signal. Consider a clinical example. When working with a patient experiencing attention difficulties, FFT analysis might reveal an excess of theta activity relative to beta in frontal regions. This information becomes valuable not only for diagnosis, but also for guiding neurofeedback interventions. The real-time FFT analysis allows immediate feedback to be provided to the patient based on these specific frequency relationships. The sampling rate of the digital system plays a crucial role in signal fidelity. Following the Nyquist-Shannon sampling theorem, the sampling frequency must be at least twice the highest frequency of interest in the signal. In practice, most clinical systems sample at 256 Hz or higher, ensuring accurate representation of frequencies up to about 128 Hz. This oversampling provides a margin of safety and allows for better digital filter implementation. Digital signal processing techniques have evolved to address increasingly complex challenges in EEG analysis. Finite impulse response, FIR, filters represent one sophisticated approach, processing the signal in discrete time windows. These filters offer excellent phase response characteristics, meaning they preserve the timing relationships between different components of the signal. This becomes particularly important in studies of brain connectivity or when analyzing event-related potentials where precise timing is crucial. Infinite impulse response, IR, filters provide an alternative approach, offering computational efficiency at the potential cost of phase distortion. In real-time applications, such as neurofeedback, the speed advantage of IR filters often outweighs their limitations. Modern systems frequently employ hybrid approaches, using different filter types depending on the specific requirements of each analysis stage. The concept of filter order deserves special attention. Higher-order filters provide sharper frequency cutoffs, but introduce longer processing delays and potential artifacts. In clinical practice, finding the optimal balance between filter performance and practical limitations becomes crucial. For instance, when monitoring seizure activity, the filter settings must be carefully chosen to preserve the rapid changes in brain activity characteristic of seizure onset while still providing clean, interpretable signals. Artifact detection and removal represent perhaps the most challenging aspects of EEG signal processing. Modern systems employ sophisticated algorithms to identify and remove common artifacts while preserving the underlying brain activity. Independent component analysis has emerged as a powerful tool for separating different signal sources, enabling the identification and removal of artifacts such as eye movements, muscle activity, and other noise while preserving the underlying neural signals. Real-world applications demonstrate the importance of proper signal processing. Consider a performer using neurofeedback for peak performance training. The system must process the EEG signal in real time, identifying relevant frequency components while rejecting artifacts from muscle tension and movement. This requires careful filter design and implementation to provide accurate, timely feedback without introducing significant delays. Advanced quantitative analysis techniques build upon these fundamental signal processing steps. Coherence analysis examines the relationships between signals from different brain regions, providing insights into functional connectivity. Phase analysis reveals timing relationships between different brain areas, crucial for understanding neural network dynamics. These analyses require careful attention to filter settings and processing parameters to avoid introducing artificial relationships or missing genuine connections. The emergence of machine learning approaches has added another dimension to EEG signal processing. These techniques can learn to recognize patterns in the data, potentially identifying subtle features that might be missed by traditional analysis methods. However, their successful application still relies on proper signal pre-processing and careful attention to data quality. Artifacts in EEG recording and control strategies. Understanding and managing artifacts represents one of the most critical challenges in EEG monitoring. Artifacts can be broadly categorized into physiological and non-physiological sources, each requiring specific identification and control strategies. Electromyographic, EMG, artifacts arise from skeletal muscle activity and present one of the most common challenges in EEG recording. These artifacts typically appear as high-frequency activity, creating what experienced clinicians often describe as a buzz pattern in the signal. EMG artifacts most commonly affect frequencies above 20 Hz, potentially contaminating beta and gamma band measurements. In clinical settings, this becomes particularly problematic when monitoring anxious patients who tend to maintain higher muscle tension. To control EMG artifacts, several effective strategies have been proven. First, proper patient positioning helps minimize muscle tension, supporting the neck and ensuring comfortable seating, which can significantly reduce EMG contamination. Second, clinicians should coach patients in relaxation techniques, with a particular focus on relaxing the jaw and facial muscles. In cases of persistent EMG artifacts, Implementing a low-pass filter with a cutoff frequency of around 30 to 35 Hz can help, although this comes at the cost of losing access to higher frequency brain activity. Electroocular, EOG, artifacts present another significant challenge. Eye movements and blinks generate large electrical potentials that can overwhelm the EEG signal, particularly in frontal channels. These artifacts have distinctive patterns. Eye blinks typically appear as sharp, symmetric deflections in frontal channels, while lateral eye movements create opposing deflections in electrodes on either side of the eyes. Managing EOG artifacts requires a multifaceted approach. During recording setup, clinicians should establish a baseline of eye movement artifacts by having patients perform controlled eye movements and blinks. This helps in later artifact identification. For research applications, many laboratories implement real-time EOG correction using reference electrodes placed near the eyes. However, in clinical settings, coaching patients to maintain steady gaze and minimize blinking during critical recording periods often proves more practical. Cardiac artifacts manifest in two primary forms: ECG artifact, where the electrical activity of the heart directly contaminates the EEG signal, and pulse artifact, where physical movement of electrodes occurs with each heartbeat. ECG artifacts typically appear as regular, sharp deflections occurring at the heart rate, while pulse artifacts create more gradual, rhythmic disturbances. Sweat artifacts present a unique challenge in EEG recording, particularly during extended sessions or in warm environments. These artifacts manifest as slow, rolling changes in the baseline signal, typically affecting frontal channels first. The electrochemical nature of sweat can alter the electrode-scalp interface, creating slow potential changes that can mask genuine brain activity. This becomes particularly problematic during stress assessments or biofeedback sessions where emotional arousal may increase sweating. To manage sweat artifacts, maintaining appropriate room temperature, typically 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, and humidity control is essential. Modern EEG laboratories often employ climate control systems specifically designed to minimize patient sweating. When sweat artifacts occur, temporarily lifting electrodes to allow evaporation and reapplying conductive gel can help restore signal quality. Some clinicians also keep small fans available to provide gentle airflow when needed. Movement artifacts represent perhaps the most challenging category to manage, particularly in pediatric populations or during cognitive task performance. These artifacts can range from subtle head movements to dramatic shifts in electrode position. Movement artifacts typically appear as high-amplitude deflections across multiple channels, often accompanied by temporary signal loss or baseline shifts. Controlling movement artifacts requires both preventive measures and real-time monitoring strategies. Physical stabilization through proper seating and head support provides the foundation. For pediatric clients, incorporating brief movement breaks into the recording protocol can help reduce restlessness. Some advanced EEG systems now incorporate motion sensors that can flag periods of movement for later analysis or trigger real-time artifact rejection. Environmental artifacts, particularly 50 or 60 Hz line noise, remain a persistent challenge in EEG recording. These artifacts originate from nearby electrical equipment and power lines, creating a characteristic rhythmic interference pattern. The severity of line noise can vary dramatically based on the recording environment and the quality of electrical grounding. Modern approaches to controlling environmental artifacts begin with proper room setup. Maintaining distance from electrical equipment, using properly shielded cables, and ensuring good electrical grounding form the basic foundation. Some facilities implement Faraday cage principles in their EEG rooms, though complete shielding is often impractical in clinical settings. Digital notch filters can remove persistent line noise, though they should be used judiciously to avoid distorting genuine brain activity near these frequencies. Electrode pop artifacts occur when an electrode temporarily loses contact with the scalp, creating sudden, large amplitude deflections in the recording. These artifacts can be particularly deceptive as they may resemble epileptiform activity to inexperienced observers. Prevention focuses on proper electrode application techniques, including adequate scalp preparation and appropriate amounts of conductive gel. Bridge artifacts present a particularly subtle challenge in EEG recording. These occur when conductive gel creates an electrical bridge between adjacent electrodes, effectively short-circuiting them and producing artificially similar signals. The risk increases in high-density electrode arrangements where electrodes are placed closer together. During application, technicians must carefully control the amount of conductive gel used, applying enough to ensure good contact, but not so much that it spreads between electrodes. Impedance fluctuations can create ongoing challenges during recording sessions. While initial impedance checks may show acceptable values, various factors can cause these to drift over time. Changes in gel consistency due to evaporation, minimal electrode movement, and even changes in skin conductance can all contribute to impedance changes. Modern EEG systems provide continuous impedance monitoring, allowing technicians to identify and address these issues before they significantly impact data quality. Long-term monitoring presents unique challenges in maintaining signal quality. During overnight recordings for sleep studies or extended epilepsy monitoring, electrode integrity becomes particularly crucial. Strategies for maintaining signal quality during these extended sessions include: in clinical settings, the interaction between different types of artifacts often creates complex patterns that require careful interpretation. For instance, patient anxiety might manifest as a combination of EMG artifacts from muscle tension, sweat artifacts from autonomic arousal, and movement artifacts from restlessness. Experienced clinicians learn to recognize these patterns and address their root causes rather than just treating individual artifacts. The rise of portable EEG systems has introduced new challenges in artifact management. These systems, while offering greater flexibility and ease of use, may be more susceptible to movement artifacts and environmental interference. Successful recording with portable systems requires careful attention to environmental factors and often benefits from additional signal processing steps to maintain data quality. Advanced digital signal processing techniques have revolutionized artifact management. Adaptive filtering algorithms can now identify and remove artifacts in real time, while maintaining the integrity of the underlying EEG signal. Machine learning approaches are increasingly being employed to automatically classify and remove artifacts, though human expertise remains crucial for validating these automated processes. Impedance management represents a critical aspect of artifact control. While historical standards required impedances below 5 kiloohms, modern amplifiers with high input impedances can work effectively with higher electrode impedances. However, maintaining balanced impedances between electrodes remains crucial for rejecting common mode noise from the environment. Conclusion and integration of EEG best practices. The complexity of EEG monitoring requires a sophisticated understanding of technical requirements and individual variation. Successful EEG recording and interpretation demands integration of hardware expertise, signal processing knowledge, and clinical judgment, all while maintaining awareness of individual differences. Best practices in modern EEG begin with meticulous attention to recording conditions. Room temperature, lighting, electromagnetic interference, and patient comfort all play crucial roles in obtaining high-quality data. The interaction between these environmental factors creates a dynamic recording environment that requires constant monitoring and adjustment. Quality assurance in EEG recording follows a hierarchical approach. At the foundation lies proper electrode placement and impedance management. The International 1020 system provides standardization, but careful attention to individual head shape and size remains crucial. Modern systems with continuous impedance monitoring help maintain signal quality, but technician expertise in recognizing and addressing problems remains irreplaceable. Artifact management represents a critical skill in EEG practice. While automated detection systems provide valuable assistance, human judgment in distinguishing genuine brain activity from artifacts requires extensive training and experience. This becomes particularly important in clinical settings where unusual EEG patterns might represent either pathological activity or artifact. The integration of quantitative EEG methods with traditional visual analysis has transformed clinical practice. QEG provides objective metrics for comparing individual recordings against normative databases, while visual analysis captures subtle patterns that might escape automated detection. The synthesis of these approaches, combined with understanding of individual variation, provides the most comprehensive assessment approach. Future developments in EEG monitoring will likely bring increased automation and sophisticated artifact rejection algorithms. However, the fundamental principles of careful recording technique, thorough artifact management, and attention to individual differences will remain essential. The human element in EEG recording and interpretation cannot be fully automated, as context and clinical judgment play crucial roles in meaningful data interpretation. Clinical applications of EEG continue to expand, from traditional neurological assessment to neurofeedback and brain-computer interfaces. Each application brings unique challenges and requirements for signal quality and interpretation. Success in these diverse applications relies on maintaining high technical standards while adapting to specific requirements of each setting. Perhaps most importantly, EEG practitioners must maintain awareness of the balance between population norms and individual variation. While normative databases provide valuable reference points, individual differences in age, gender, cognitive state, and experience can significantly influence EEG patterns. Understanding these variations helps avoid misinterpretation while recognizing genuinely abnormal patterns that require clinical attention. The field of EEG continues to evolve with technological advances and expanding applications. However, the fundamental principles of careful recording technique, thorough artifact management, and attention to individual differences remain constant. Success in EEG practice requires ongoing integration of these principles with emerging technologies and techniques, always maintaining focus on the ultimate goal of accurate and meaningful brain activity measurement.